This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools will have armed police officers in every high school in the district for the rest of the school year. That move comes after a student shot two school administrators at East High earlier this week. At a press conference yesterday, Superintendent Alex Marrero was asked why the district allowed students with a history of violent behavior to enroll.
There are a lot of students that are struggling, whether it's emotional, academic, or behavioral, and we receive students all throughout the year. We are obligated to provide a free and adequate education for all students.
Along with police, two mental health professionals will also be required on campuses. Another rally at the state capitol this morning will ask members of the legislature to do something about gun violence in Colorado schools. In Washington, first-year Colorado Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo has introduced her first bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports it targets the drug epidemic.
The bipartisan bill directs more research to existing and emerging illicit drugs that contain xylazine, a tranquilizer used by veterinarians that's being combined with fentanyl, leading to deadly results. Caraveo says as a doctor, she's seen the effect the drug crisis has had on families.
When these new substances are coming onto the market, unfortunately, I think it's really important for us to try to get ahead of it and make sure that we're collecting the information necessary to prevent more of a crisis.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration issued an alert this week on the drug. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado has a new judge for the U.S. District Court. Judge Gordon Gallagher from Grand Junction has been confirmed by the Senate. There hasn't been a federal district judge appointment from Western Colorado in more than 30 years. Both of Colorado's senators praised Gallagher's work for Western Slope and tribal communities. The CU women's basketball team is back on the court tonight for another round in the NCAA basketball tournament. The game is in Seattle. The Buffaloes take on the Iowa Hawkeyes in the round they call the Sweet 16. Game time is 5:30. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.